Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, Joseph Farah of WorldNetDaily.com is going to be joining us to cover the waterfront. First, I'll say, hey, what's front and center on your radar screen? When we get this kind of guest on, I'd like to cover the waterfront, and then I'll get into the latest on Snowden, getting political asylum in Russia, Bradley Manning. We'll get all that's happening in the Middle East. We'll go over Rand Paul. He's going to run for president. That's guaranteed. That's always been the plan, I can tell you right now. I'll just leave it at that. By the way, I can get Rand Paul on the show. They make a big deal out of it when he comes on. They attack him. They demonize him. It doesn't even boost our ratings when he comes on. I've known the guy for 14, 15 years. So that's why we don't even get Rand Paul on. Last time he was on, he called us to come on. And then they make a big national issue out of it. And I think overall it's, you know, not positive for him. So we don't even get him on. That's how we operate around here. But you know what? It's been about a year since he's been on. Maybe it's time to get him, get Rand Paul here on the transmission. And, you know, why should we let them dictate who can come on the show by demonizing him? Even though I can get him on the show, I still leave him alone. Because I know it causes a conniption fit in his operation whenever he does it. That's why Rand Paul's so great. We always have C-SPAN on, and like every week I see him in there live. He just gets better and better. And now he's diffusing Chris Christie, going, "Hey, why don't we get a beer? Stop acting like I'm bad to not want to have all this foreign aid. Stop acting like, you know, I'm a crazy person." And he just gets more and more popular. So does Ted Cruz. That'd make a good ticket. Rand Paul, Ted Cruz. The Paul name's bigger, so he should be the presidential candidate, and the vice president be Ted Cruz. That'd be power-packed right there. Doesn't matter, the robots do the voting in so many areas. Yeah, plus Ted Cruz, isn't he from Canada? They were U.S. citizens, and then they had him up there. That's right, he's eligible, that's right. I mean, well, John McCain was born in the Panama Canal. The thing with Obama is he's got three aliases. We don't know who he is. That's a fact, folks. I remember 5 years ago we mentioned Barry Sotero, even 4 years ago, even 3 years ago. And they make fun of it in the media. Go, they claim he's named Barry Sotero. Then all his friends come out and go, no, his name was Barry Sotero. And then now Obama goes on radio shows and stuff, goes, hey, it's Barry. People used to call me that. He's like inoculating people psychologically. But he had like a couple other aliases. I mean, who is this guy? Well, he's a totally compromised, controlled, blackmailed person. And why do we put up with this, with Wienergate and just the rise of these politicians getting away with more and more and more and more and more? It is unbelievable. By the way, Snowden's father has called out Obama on Nuremberg crimes. We have his letter up on Infowars.com as well. Security consultant heckles NSA head, shouts freedom. Read the Constitution to the NSA director, General Alexander. Snowden's father calls out Obama on Nuremberg crimes. I just mentioned that. Your tax dollars at work in Afghanistan supporting Al-Qaeda. Rand Paul strongly hints at 2016 presidential run, Obama's behavioral insight team brainwashing the public, FBI raid reveals government knee-deep in child sex trafficking. Got more news on that today. Liberal activists, thousands of people will die every year under Obamacare. Their answer, bring in total government care. Yeah, like they do in Europe, and everybody's dying. The most important number in the entire U.S. economy, I want to get into that. That's all up on Infowars.com and Prison Planet. .com. We've got Obama defending Larry Summers against charges. He's unfit to be Fed chairman. Larry Summers helped get rid of the Glass-Steagall Act. This is one of the main authors of the derivatives global meltdown fraud. And isn't that just classic that they want to make him Fed chairman? Be like making Hitler the head of the Nuremberg trials. But you know he'll get in there. I mean, maybe Larry Summers can like send photos of his wiener out there like Wiener did, and then we'll all make a big, you know, well, that's the prerequisite. You got to be a total freak who's absolutely devastated society, and then the mainstream media will worship you like they worship Wiener. All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit hbextract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second hour broadcasting worldwide on this first day of August 2013. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I know we have a lot of new affiliates picking us up all the time, and some people are not familiar with the show. I am a syndicated radio host, documentary filmmaker, and a constitutionalist, libertarian, paleo-conservative, and the media today calls anybody who's not a complete authoritarian communist a right-wing extremist. And so if standing for liberty and freedom means I'm a right-wing extremist, then I will also take that mantle on. When I criticized Bush for attacks on civil liberties and freedoms, I was called a hardcore commie by the controlled right-wing, the establishment rhino Chris Christie types. No, I'm someone that stands for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I know that Joseph Farah, founder of the Western Journalism Center and a man who, of course, ran big newspapers across the United States before that and founded back in 1996 WorldNet Daily, a pioneer along with DrudgeReport.com, WND.com, a pioneer in publishing, filmmaking, radio shows, you name it, a pioneer really in taking the old muckraking real journalism Americana-type journalism and putting it into the 21st century. And, of course, Ted Nugent writes for them as well. Ted contacted me and said carry his stuff as well. I don't think we ever do that, but we probably should over at Infowars.com. But WND.com, and he joins us here today on the broadcast to talk about a whole host of issues. But first off, Joseph, when you said a few years ago on the air that when Obama got reelected, get ready for the hammer to drop, boy, you weren't kidding. The persecution of Tea Party, telling pro-life groups what they can pray, targeting the Associated Press, prosecuting whistleblowers. Now, Obama behavioral insight teams, biopics on Hillary Clinton, CIA domestically brainwashing, promoting the kleptocratic agenda of the socialist progressives. I mean, this is like a Twilight Zone episode. I'm Alex Jones, the supposed crazy guy that, you know, thought all this would happen, and it happened. It's getting even crazier than I thought it would get this fast. Joseph Farah, what in the New World Order is going on here?
Well, the good news is that Obama is kind of bringing, you know, some of the left and the right together, you know, if you want to use those labels. Especially with regard to the surveillance state that he, you know, look, he didn't invent this. It's been creeping up on us for decades, and, you know, but he's basically put it on steroids. And I think that there's, you know, reaction from, you know, folks on the left who actually have a conscience, you know, people like Ned Hentoff and folks like that, and, you know, some members of the Senate and House and the Democratic side have been really at the forefront of protesting this just unbelievable Big Brother kind of situation. You know, they're just, you know, you and I, we knew about the NSA for a long time. This was no surprise to us. I mean, you know, it's been around for a long time. Obviously, it's getting worse. As technology improves, it makes it more feasible for government to gather more information on us more easily. That's what's been happening. And now we've got a guy in the White House who you know, he basically believes in unlimited government. That's the key, I think, to understanding where we are right now. That's a completely un-American principle. America is founded on constitutionally limited government. The federal government has a straitjacket on its power, intentionally conceived by the founders. And, you know, obviously there have been abuses of that over 230-some years. But now we're at the point where we have a president of the United States and we have many, many members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats, who basically believe there are no constitutional restraints on what the government can do. And that's why, you know, they vote in favor of preserving and even expanding this incredible abusive surveillance state that they've created, all in the name of fighting terrorism. I got to tell you something, Alex. The worst kind of terrorism that's ever plagued people in the history of the world is government terrorism. And that's what we're up against in America today, of all places. It's shocking.
And by the way, they try to cast or frame what you say as radical. That is Americana. That's what the country was founded out of. The flower of the Renaissance. That was the entire idea. That's what they'd been through. They knew that. Governments killed 262 million people, according to the University of Hawaii study in democide. In the 20th century, non-military combatants deaths, that's men, women, and children. We all know this, from Pol Pot to Adolf Hitler to Joe Stalin to Mao Zedong to people like Fidel Castro. And then we get up and say, that's tyranny. This is a threat. And they go, oh, you're crazy. But I think the good news is this coming out of the kleptocratic tyrants, this coming out of the statist, I think has finally gotten people to start to wake up. Are you seeing a giant awakening taking place?
Well, I don't know if it's a giant awakening, but I think it's very encouraging, let's say, that this is not a debate that is strictly along party lines or, you know, the traditional kind of ideological lines. It's really about people who I think, you know, believe in the Constitution or at least parts of it, and those who don't, those who really really think there are no limits to government and that we'd be crazy in America to succumb to the constitutional restraint. And that really makes it a lot easier, I think, for people to understand. Now, you know, there's this problem. There is terrorism. You know, there is this outside terrorism thing. I've been exposing the Muslim Brotherhood. I believe it's real. I don't believe it was invented to scare Americans. There are threats that we face in the real world. But the question that we have to ask ourselves as Americans is, are we willing to give up everything that's beautiful and, you know, all the liberties that abounded at the founding of this country, over this fight with a bunch of terrorists? And I say the answer is clearly no. And I think we have an opportunity with, you know, the media exposure. Think about this, Alex. 10 years ago, was the media writing about the NSA? The NSA was doing, you know, 90% of what it's doing right now 10 years ago, and nobody was concerned about it. Well, Americans, you know, they really were in the dark. You knew this. I knew this. Your audience knew it. WND's audience knew it. But, you know, 99% of Americans did not know that the government was in their bedroom. It was on their telephone calls. It was, you know, looking at what they were typing on their computer and what websites they were visiting. It was tracking them with their cell phones. You know, this was all happening before. Well, now they know it. And there is, you know, if you look at the polls, it's very encouraging. Americans don't like it. In fact, there's a poll out today, I believe, that shows Americans are more fearful of government surveillance like the NSA's than they are of terrorism. That's a breakthrough.
Well, there's an article out today that if you Google pressure cookers, you get a visit from the police. It just gets more and more ridiculous. They're spying on everything. I mean, you see stories all the time where in France somebody makes a joke on a text message and the cops are there an hour later. It's all being read. It's unconstitutional. And I want to quantify this since you raised it. I know there have been radical extreme Muslims since they attacked Europe, you know, hundreds of years ago,
right,
and then that responded with the Crusades. I know there's been Wahhabis before Saudi Arabia was Saudi Arabia. My point is that they use that threat, which is overblown, to then target the Tea Party, libertarians, gun owners. Look at how they say now the threat isn't Muslim extremists, it's libertarians, gun owners, returning veterans. That's when I said, and I pointed out, our government helped organize Al-Qaeda in the fight against the Russians. They helped protect them. They turned a blind eye to it. They're now using them as the main force against Syria in Libya. Our government, you know, helped bring, kick out the old dictator of Egypt to put in the new, you know, front guy, Morsi, who was, you know, many, many times worse than Hosni Mubarak. So my point is that they are using radical Islam to take over areas, destabilize things they want, while separately using it to take our liberties away.
Exactly right. That's the way it works. And, of course, the real answer to, preparing Americans to do battle with any enemy, whether it's terrorism or a more conventional kind of threat, is, you know, we've always been armed. Americans have always been armed. You know, that's why it's never been invaded by any foreign power, right? And so, you know, but what are they trying to do? They're trying to take our guns away. And so that puts the lie to the fact that they really want to do anything about terrorism. And there's a report out today that says that, you know, they've been saying, well, look how many terrorist operations have been thwarted because of this NSA spying. And it turns out there really are only two that they can even substantiate as having anything to do with this program.
Yeah, so end our entire free society over something that's less dangerous than honeybees.
Right.
I mean, I've just had it. I agree with Jesse Ventura. I just say, let the danger, let it be there. We'll deal with it when it happens. That's the way it is. And if we really catch some country attacking us, there'll be reprisals. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's all being used to power grab, to mission creep. Joseph Farah, the founder of WorldNet Daily, and its editor-in-chief, our guest, will come back in the next segment and get into this coming out of communism, socialism, and collectivism, and Obama saying you didn't build it, and there's no tyranny around the corner, and your kids belong to the state. Why are they doing this? We'll ask Joseph straight ahead.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices.
There you go.
Because what they suggest is that our brave and creative and unique experiment in self-rule is somehow just a sham with which we can't be trusted.
Talk about brainwashing. He acts like you're attacking America if you're worried about keeping the country free, saying the government is the people. Well, no, it's not. It's exempting itself from everything it's foisting on the people fundamentally, and then saying, if you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. And, of course, we're all collectively connected, but it's the power of the individual that then raises the power of the collective, and the individual is at the head, the individual is sovereign, not the government and the big brain bugs on top directing the overall architecture. And now, Joseph Farah, the head of WorldNetDaily.com, why do you think they're just coming out in the public with everything now and throwing it in our face? Is it an attempt to just acclimate us, or since they can't hide it, they're going to go ahead and flaunt it and maybe move the Overton window? Is this some move towards learned helplessness or a Stockholm syndrome? What's happening?
Well, look, I think the agenda is very clear, you know, from Obama and not just Obama, but, you know, Obama epitomizes it. That, you know, what these guys really like and have always liked for most of their lives is socialism. That's what they, where they want to take us, whether you call it communism or socialism, you know, same difference. And a good example of this right from Obama's mouth in the last few days was, you know, his high praise for Ho Chi Minh. Now, you know, we can debate the Vietnam War and our role in it.
But Ho Chi Minh was a communist who tortured Americans.
Hardcore Marxist-Leninist, Stalinist, who killed 500,000 of his own people. Now they want to portray him as some kind of popular folk hero in Vietnam, the George Washington of Vietnam, inspired by Thomas Jefferson. You know, gosh, we have known this for decades, that was a clever ruse that Ho Chi Minh used to try to get, you know, the American government to support him back in the 1950s when you know, Truman was still president, and later in the Eisenhower years. But, you know, we know what Ho Chi Minh was, and now they're trying to recast Ho Chi Minh just like they did, you know, they did in the 1960s. It was a communist disinformation effort. And now Obama's using it. The president of the United States is portraying Ho Chi Minh, this mass murderer, this terrorist. You know, how did he, was he popular among his people? You know, Hitler was popular among his people. The way totalitarians become popular is they kill the opposition or they lock them up in the re-education.
Oh, yeah, I love how in a quote, fake democracy they use to bring in authoritarianism, not a republic. They go, well, we have a majority that say turn your guns in. Like, I've got to do something because a pack of idiots want me to.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the opposite of what, you know, the American founding was all about. You know, protecting the rights of the minority. We don't live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic. There's huge differences, and unfortunately, the American people have been so dumbed down over such a long period of time that, you know, now we want to be like everybody else in the world. That's what the founders were, you know, dead set against.
But, I mean, there is a sense that I see on the street across the board. Folks understand that Obama and the people that are controlling him really have conned them. People know the economy's in deep trouble. They know they're becoming domesticated, but the collectivists don't care because when they shut down coal plants or pay to move General Motors to China, then you've got 101 million people as of last month, as you know, now on some form of food assistance. I mean, land of the free, home of the brave, 101 million people on food assistance?
That's right. You create the dependence. We've seen it done in, you know, in many minority communities to the point where they go and they vote like robots for the people who are going to keep those little, you know, gratuities coming to them every month. And that is really sad. Instead of being, you know, teaching self-reliance and from, you know, and being a self-governing society, we're becoming a bunch of sheep that are actually dependent, we think, on the government's goodwill toward us.
Joseph Farah of WND.com is our guest. We've got him to the end of the hour. We've got a long 18-minute segment coming up. I want to get into the details of Snowden, Bradley Manning, and geopolitically where you think the world is right now, Joseph Farah, and where you think things are going to go or the possible futures. I want to talk about an article on WorldNet Daily I saw dealing with massive solar flare, nearly misses Earth, EMP disaster barely avoided, and you've got one about Lloyd's of London, warning of EMP. This is a real threat. We'll talk about that WND.com article and more with an icon of libertarian truth journalism, Joseph Farah. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf-life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Joseph Farah is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to have open phones in the third hour coming up and cover a host of news we haven't gotten to. I want to get into the persecution of the press, not just conservatives or libertarians, and where Joseph Farah thinks all that's going. I want to talk about a new film they've got that we're not carrying yet, but we need to, that's available at WorldNet Daily, made out of the book Disinformation, that is a very powerful book, and I'm glad it's been made into film to understand how the propaganda state works because of Obama's behavioral insight teams, and how they're saying the CIA is going to be involved domestically in the Pentagon. Signs of the fact that as the government gets more and more corrupt and collapses, it becomes more and more authoritarian. But that big question before I get into General Alexander being heckled, we're going to play a clip of that. Joseph Farah, where do you think the world in general is going? I mean, I know that we all affect that and the future isn't set, but generally, geopolitically, domestically, what is the map of the world, tyranny versus liberty?
Well, there's a couple things happening at once, obviously. One is, you know, we've got economic problems in this country, of course. But the thing that, you know, is when you look worldwide, you see this is really a global crisis. So all the economies are on the brink. Even economies that, you know, have been thriving, like in China, you know, all of a sudden the party's come to an end here. And, you know, in the past, the United States has been kind of a hedge against the global economic collapse. But now we're kind of at the forefront of it. And so there's not going to be any place to go when that hits and the dominoes fall. And so that's one thing. Then, of course, you've got the issues of, I do believe that the Islamic threat is real. I think the Middle East is going to continue to be in great turmoil. What many people in the United States have called the Arab Spring is really anything but a spring. It's like a nuclear winter that we're headed into. And that's going to be very destabilizing, not only for the economy, but, you know, just a matter of self-preservation. And so, you know, I think those are the two main things when you look at the world globally right now that are potentially disastrous for us wherever we live. And it ties in, I think, Alex, to what we're seeing in terms of the creep toward authoritarianism here in the United States and around the world. Why? Why now are we headed in this direction? Why are governments trying to, you know, get this iron-fisted control over the people? Well, I think it's because they know better than we do where we're headed toward this great economic collapse. And I think that they see that as an absolute necessity when, you know, they're no longer able to send out Social Security checks and food stamps and so forth. They realize that the only thing they're going to have, their only response can be to use force to maintain some kind of order.
And let's quantify. It is very scary. Let's quantify that. Why then try to disarm the general population when that's a hedge against letting things get out of control? And undoubtedly, if you look historically and economically, the world is sliding into global depression. There's no way I can see with the current policies globally to get out of that. So they intend to make lemonade out of lemons and use it to consolidate even greater power. But when we talk about a collapse, what are some of those factors from your well-researched perspective and your whole research team of some of the top minds in the world on finance, like Dr. Corsi? Where do they think it's going, and what's the timeline?
It seems like we're hanging on by our fingernails. And, you know, for instance, people have pointed to Greece as kind of, you know, the canary in the coal mine. When Greece goes, it could set off. But, you know, they keep propping up the canary in the coal mine. The canary in the coal mine is on life support system. And so, therefore, you know, they think, well, that's their hedge against this ultimate collapse that's bound to take place at some point in the future. But when you look at economic policies in this country are unsustainable. We know it's the same situation in Europe. They're slightly more advanced than we are. But, you know, you look at the American debt right now at $17 trillion, and you realize, you know, if you just look at the number of zeros in $17 trillion, it should be a wake-up call to everybody. But, you know, too many of the American people just believe that somehow government's going to pull a rabbit out of a hat and get us out of this fix. And there is no fix. There's no fix for $17 trillion. That's like, close to 100% of GDP in the United States. And so how do you deal with that? There's no dealing with it. The only way you can deal with it is to say, well, we're not going to make it bigger anymore. We're going to freeze it right where it is. And there are probably only maybe 20 to 30 members of Congress who feel that way today. And that's why, you know, I started this red ink campaign, No More Red Ink campaign, to try to get people to pressure members of Congress for this very logical step, which is don't keep increasing the debt limit. Don't keep passing these continuing resolutions. Don't keep giving Obama all the borrowed money he needs to, you know, build Obamacare and all the other crazy programs he wants to do. We can stop.
Sure. Well, now he's sounding more dictatorial. I saw him on the news last week go, I'm not going to allow people to block what I'm doing in Congress. And he just, on every subject, carbon taxes, you name it, just does whatever he wants. I mean, don't all the Democrats and Republicans get that this will collapse the culture and ruin their kids' future if they don't turn back now? Because it's not debatable.
It's funny they all say it. You know, they all say it. Even Obama says it. Even Obama will tell you, you know, you just have to go back a few years when he was in the U.S. Senate and he opposed raising the debt limit. He said it was unsustainable back then. He said we couldn't go on like this. He's been saying, he said it as a presidential candidate. He has said it as president over two terms now. But he keeps insisting that any talk of not raising the debt limit and continuing this process.
What was it?
Six
trillion or so in Bush left? Now it's 18 trillion, isn't it?
Well, we're adding about, since Obama came in, over 1 trillion a year. So this is about his fifth year. He's added about $6 trillion in debt in 5 years.
Yeah, but then I've seen breakdowns that it's even more if you look
at it. We're not even dealing with the clever accounting bookkeeping tricks that they're doing. For instance, you know, according to the Treasury Department, the debt hasn't risen in like 80 days. And the reason for that is they can't borrow money if they go over $17 trillion. So they keep borrowing it and insisting that they haven't borrowed any money.
Sure, sure. But the real numbers I've seen is it's well over $18 trillion, and that's with and that's not even counting the unfunded mandates. So let me understand this from your perspective, shifting gears back to the Middle East. Look, what is the method to the Obama controllers, who are a lot of the same people that run the Republican Party, to put al-Qaeda in Syria, to turn Libya over to the radical Wahhabist? And then why has Israel been helping try to take Assad out? Because Assad was no longer offensively messing with anybody. And then what do they think they're going to do once they put these radicals in control of Syria? I mean, I guess just when they attack the West, they'll just take more rights. I guess that's the plan.
Right. I think there are two answers to that. Number one, why does America do this? Well, I don't know why exactly. I'm not 100% sure, but it does put the lie to the fact, to the idea, the notion that these guys are really interested in fighting terrorism when they're placing in power people they say attacked us, you know, namely al-Qaeda. So that doesn't make any sense. My guess is that it's part of some vast, you know, globalist type conspiracy.
Yeah, geopolitical. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what about Israel? I think that's a more interesting question, because you would think, well, isn't this sort of self-defeating? Why are they siding with not the bad guys, but the really bad guys in Syria, you know, and trying to overthrow Assad when Assad offers them some stability? And I think the answer to that, this is my guess, it's really bizarre, but, you know, I think that what they're doing, they believe their number one enemy right now, the most imminent threat they face, existential threat, you know, the threat that could put Israel,
is Iran, so they want to take out Iran's support.
Exactly. And who is Syria allied with? Who is Assad allied with? He's allied with Iran. And so they'd rather deal with Iran first and then basically have one enemy left, which is the Muslim Brotherhood, for all intents and purposes, and they can deal with the Muslim Brotherhood on their own time schedule. That's my guess.
Well, my larger issue is this. Everybody knows I'm not anti-Israel, but at the same time, I try to stay out of this because I'm sick of it. It's a political football. like gay marriage, you know, pot laws, any of this stuff. It's just, it just goes on and on. But then people want you to, like, choose a side in this whole deal. And the obsession by the anti-Israel crowd, constantly making stuff up that, you know, Israel runs this, Israel runs that, Israel runs me, this person, you know, General Jones and the Joint Chiefs is Jewish when they're not. I mean, it really is a worldwide mental illness. And I don't get what the establishment, with a lot of Jews in it, is doing promoting this agenda. Because I see the left really pushing an anti-Semitic agenda. And I don't, what are they planning to get out of this? I mean, this is really like a religion.
I don't know, but it reminds me of an old joke, Alec, where this guy, Moshe, is sitting there and he's reading a Nazi newspaper. This Jewish guy is reading a Nazi newspaper. His friend comes up to him and says, "Why are you reading a Nazi newspaper?" He says, "Well, you know, I used to read the regular press, but it was full of bad news. The Jews control it's full of persecution of the Jews and so forth. Now I read the Nazi newspaper and it's all good news. It says the Jews control the banks and the media and everything." So you get the picture.
He was reading it because it was like a delusion of grandeur.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're right. The anti-Semitism, and really, if you think about it, you can go all the way back to, you know, Hitler. And what was Hitler? Hitler was a socialist. Joseph Stalin was a communist. Look at, you know, how he persecuted the Jews in the Soviet Union and after Stalin as well. So where does the anti-Semitism come from? Where does it emanate from in the modern world? Well, it's perpetrated almost exclusively by socialists.
Yeah, but exactly. But then it's also used as this football where everything becomes about that when the world is so much more complex. Like, what about the communist Chinese? You know, there's a billion plus people over there being used by communists to leverage the world. What about this issue? What about it's like all people talk about from both sides is fighting with each other over this. And it's really a party I don't want to be part of. Speaking of disinformation, talk about that film a bit, and then I want to get into, have you seen the video of the head of the NSA being booted yesterday at the Black Hat conference? There are Black Hat hackers.
I heard the audio, yeah. I didn't see the video.
We're going to play that in a minute, but tell us about the film Disinformation in the book.
Well, the book and movie Disinformation, is really, the movie is just adapted from the book, and it's a series of terrific interviews with people who are experts on what disinformation really is. And we've all heard the term disinformation, but it really is a made-up word made up by the Soviet Union. They recognize that, you know, lying to people is a very important strategy for maintaining power. But disinformation is more than lies. It's one thing when somebody lies to you, but it's another thing when a very credible source lies to you. Then the first lie is misinformation, but the lie by a credible source is disinformation. And, the Soviet Union had spent a massive amount of its economy on perpetrating disinformation here in the West. And this book and this movie chronicle that. And the guy who wrote the book and is the inspiration for the movie is named Ion Mihai Pachepa, who was the highest-ranking Soviet bloc defector to the West during the whole Cold War. He was in charge of Romanian intelligence. He had to take a daring escape route to get out of Romania and come to the West. He's been living under a new identity ever since, constantly faced still to this day by death threats from Romanians and communists around the world.
Who, by the way, have now basically taken over the EU bureaucracy.
Exactly. And imagine yourself being this guy who comes here in the late 1970s to escape to freedom and to help the West understand what they're up against with communism, and now seeing communism effectively taking over your new homeland.
Well, please help us get him on. I want to play, speaking of disinformation, the NSA director who lied to Congress and said, we don't collect any data, and had to admit 2 days later, okay, I lied. And then now he lies to hackers that know full well what he said is pure bull. Here's a clip of that. I want to get Joseph's take on it.
Stopping terrorism is one of the most important things.
Freedom!
Exactly. And with that, when you think about it, how do we do that? Because we stand for freedom. Not that. But I think what you're saying is that in these cases, what's the decision?
The heckler said, Bravo, Sierra.
And what tools should we have to stop those?
No, I'm saying I don't trust you.
You lied to Congress. Why would we believe you're not lying to us right now?
I haven't lied to Congress.
What about next day?
Oh, he admitted he did.
Congressional testimony. Wait for the question session.
Thank you for that. But if you disagree with what we're doing, then you should help twice as much. I have. You should too.
I mean, the arrogance of that. And then he doubled back and said he didn't lie to Congress. He admitted that, okay, that wasn't true.
Right.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
You know what struck me the first time I heard that is this guy sounds like a hypnotist. He's trying to put us to sleep with his speech.
Well, you know, you weren't listening last hour, were you? I said that. It's an NPR voice. I've talked to high-level NPR people off record. They tell them to do that on purpose to lull people into a trusting place. I want to come back with Joseph Farah and have you continue with what you're about to say. That's why I like Joseph Farah, folks. He gets it. I mean, that whole NPR voice. See, I'm here like this trying to wake you up. They're there going, don't worry.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from powerplucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at powerplucker.com and receive free shipping. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be.
All right, it's our final segment with Joseph Farah. Then we're going to start the next hour and take your phone calls on the NSA issue, on Snowden, on where the whole world's going, whatever you'd like to discuss. First-time callers today in the third hour, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can also check out all the films, books, and the new magazine, the T-shirts, the Patriot apparel. All of it supports the broadcast, plus it's the best stuff out there. The ProPure water filtration, all of it, at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call and order or ask any questions, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or InfoWarsStore.com. There's also a P.O. Box there on the site, and all the hundreds of great vitamins, minerals, and other just amazing supplements, the best out there at InfoWarsHealth.com as well. Joseph Farah, we've only got about 5 minutes left. I appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy. You were getting into all the bureaucrats now do these little neuro-linguistic programming things. People used to always ask me about this, and I went and looked into it. And there's other systems, and whether it works or not, they really are teaching NPR people, MSNBC people, government people. And I've been to a Juno 21 meeting. So they talk like this. They go, everything's fine. It's like a cult or something. That's how cult leaders talk. You were starting to talk about that. What's your take on this?
Alex?
Yes?
Everything's going to be all right. Big Brother is your friend.
Turn in your gun.
Do they do this at MSNBC? Whenever I turn on MSNBC, they're shouting at each other.
Well, no. Some of the shows do that, but then they have others where they do talk real like this.
No, I mean, I think there's something going on there. I don't know who's propagating this, but it is NPR-like, and I think that most people who listen to NPR are not really necessarily hearing the information being conveyed. You know, they're being put into some kind of a trance.
Well, who are these guys on the classical channels where sometimes I'll listen to them and almost run off the road? They're like, and next we have a Johann Bach piece in A minor by the such and such orchestra. And I'm like,
You are the personification of the opposite of all of that. I have to hand you that.
No, I've been told by some people sometimes it's like nails on a chalkboard, but that's what America needs.
Right.
I'm like the Yosemite Sam of talk radio. Ooh, I hate commies.
Well, you're the town crier, and you know that's we're in those kinds of times where we need people waking us up, and I commend you for the great job you're doing.
Absolutely, sir. We appreciate what you're doing. Do you think overall Obama is in deep trouble? But I guess Republicans won't try to impeach him.
Well, yeah, he could only be in big trouble if there was some organized opposition. And the Republican Party is not organized opposition to the Democratic Party. They're, at least the leadership of it isn't. And, I think they're about to hand him all kinds of victories. They're not going to defund Obamacare, even though they have the power to do that just in the House of Representatives.
And it has no support. I mean, take Karl Rove, Chris Christie, and others. They spend more time attacking Rand Paul and libertarian types that are the future of liberty instead of going after Obama.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned Rand Paul, because I think there's some guys like Rand Paul. He stands out in my mind, but there are a few others who, they're in positions of power. They're in the Senate. They're in the House. And they are, I think, beginning to send out a different kind of message to people, a message about liberty, about self-government, about all the things we believe in.
Oh, it's scaring the establishment. That's how you know they're dangerous.
Yes. I mean, they're denounced by Republicans and Democrats alike, but it doesn't do anything to dampen their support, and I think that's great. And I hope we have a president.
I hope so, too, Joseph.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.